Well, hello, and thank you for tuning in to Truth Set Free TV. I'm Vincent Rhodes, your host, and I wanted to talk to you about the rapture. And the reason I wanted to talk to you about the rapture is because there is a lot of confusion about the rapture and whether or not there will even be a rapture. It is something that is found in Scripture, even though the word rapture does not appear in Scripture, but the word catching away or caught up does.
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
As the scripture says, you know, we will be caught up in the air to meet the Lord, and, you know, we'll be with the Lord in the air. And so he's going to come at a time when we don't know. Now, there have been a lot of people who actually do not believe in the rapture, and that's okay. If you don't believe in it, that's fine. Just try to be respectful when it comes down to it, because, you know, I hope that the rapture is true, and I hope that it will actually come to pass. Paul did write about it, and he did tell us that there would be a rapture, you know. So we do need to actually examine all scriptures to find out whether or not they're true. This is what the Bible instructs us to do. That's the mark of a good servant of the Lord, to examine all scriptures. I only hope that many of you who are examining this topic will see it in the same light, that you will examine the scriptures before, you know, you give your bias on it. I'm doing the same thing, because I can't really tell you when the Lord is going to come back, because we already know no one knows the day nor the hour when the Lord will appear. And so that's why we have a time clock up here. But obviously we do believe that the Lord is going to come back. Now, what we believe is that the Lord will come back in two phases. Number one, he will come back to gather his saints just before the great tribulation and take them to be with him. And the Bible says that we will be with the Lord, so shall we ever be with the Lord. You know, we shall not all sleep, but we shall actually be caught up. We'll be caught up to meet the Lord in there. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we who are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So we already believe that to be true. We know that that is coming. The question is, when will it occur? Well, there's an interesting scripture that I did want to take you to, and I did want to kind of look at this scripture that that really kind of has its own compelling reasons for being there. And I want to take you to it right here. It's in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, where the Lord says, he says, but of the hour, but of that day and the hour, no man knows, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only, which is the Father in heaven. So the question is, when will the Lord return? The Lord said, no one knows the day nor the hour when he will return. And so this is a scripture that kind of is a scripture that we can look at as a rapture or pre-tribulation type of scripture, because Jesus is telling us that there's going to be a appearance when he comes, and no one's going to know when he's coming. Now, I just want you to think about that, because if the rapture were going to happen, or if the being caught up is going to happen after the tribulation, the Bible then would be very plain to us when that hour of the Lord's coming will be. It will be immediately after the tribulation, right? Again, in verse 29, he said, immediately after the tribulation, then the Lord will show up, and he will show up with great glory and great power. And that's what we're going to see. We're going to see him show up in great glory and great power during following the tribulation. And this is what scripture lets us know, that he does. But then you would know when he's coming, right? You would know that it would be, he's coming immediately after the great tribulation, after the time of trouble, after the time of trouble on the earth. But here is a peculiar scripture when he tells us that no one knows the day nor hour when the Lord shall appear. So who is he talking to? Well, it's important for you to understand that Jesus was trying to get his saints ready, his chosen people ready for his return. And he gave many parables to the effect that he was going to come at an hour when they did not know he was coming, and he was going to take them away with him. There is the wedding. In the wedding picture, scripture lets us know very plainly that in this wedding that Jesus is going to be coming, he's going to be coming, and there are going to be five wise and five foolish. And these five wise women who were virgins, the 10 virgins rather, there are going to be five wise and five foolish. The five that were wise kept their lamps filled with oil, and they were the ones who went with the Lord when he came, or came, went with the wedding party when they came. And so this was to let them know that, again, no one knows the day nor hour when I'm going to show up. So this was going to be a catching away of those who were ready to go, as opposed to leaving behind those who were not ready to go. Now, what were they going to be left behind for? They were going to be left into outer darkness, and there was going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth, which indicated a kind of judgment, right? And so there is this interesting scripture that Jesus uses that many people do not want to actually use it when it came down to the us talking about the rapture, but it does, I believe, apply to the rapture, and it does apply to being ready. Here's what the Lord had to say in Luke chapter 17, verse 30 through 37. He says, it would be just like this on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, no one on the housetop with possessions inside should go back and get them. Likewise, no one in the field will go back for anything. In other words, just leave your belongings behind. And so don't go back to get your possessions, your belongings, because when I come, it's going to be a surprise. Don't go back into the house. Don't go back into get your things, your luggage. All of that, just forget about it, and it's time to go. And notice what he says here. Remember Lot's wife. What happened to Lot's wife? Well, interestingly enough, scripture lets us know very well what happened to Lot's wife. It says, the Lot's wife, when she was carried away just before judgment, remember, scripture says that God sent angels to the house of Lot to get Lot's family out of Sodom before, I want you to see this, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, when the Lord was going to pour out his wrath upon the whole of Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah, right? He was going to burn the city down. And so before he burned the city down, God was faithful enough to send two angels to go down and get Lot and his wife, and also Lot's two daughters, and brought them out of the city of Sodom. And as they were leaving the city of Sodom, the angel instructed both Lot and his wife and the two girls, two daughters, don't turn around. Whatever you do, don't look back. And the Bible says that of the Lot's wife, she looked back and she was turned into a pillar of salt. And so this was an indication that God was bringing deliverance, But there were some people that were left behind because they did not heed the instructions. They tried to go back to get what belonged to them, that was precious to them in that old place. See, and at the time when the Lord is going to come, the Bible says that he's going to come like a thief in the night. He's going to come and pull those people away. He's going to pull them out of there. And so it says, but Jesus says here, whoever tries to save their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life will save it. You know, basically losing your life means losing the possessions of this world and entering into the next world with no reservations about staying in the place of judgment, right? Because judgment was going to be poured out. Now, many people have said that we are going to go, the Christian church is going to go into the great tribulation. And I beg to differ, because scripture has always told us that God, or I always recorded that God actually pulled his people out just before great judgment happens. And the great tribulation will be a time of great judgment and great wrath upon the entire world from the devil, and also God also judging those people who are on the earth for their disobedient lifestyle.
And so, 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light.
So the Bible says that this time will happen, but just before this time, I want you to notice that scripture always shows us a picture of God going and getting his people out before judgment happens. Again, this is what happened with Lot. Lot left. And just as soon as Lot left, then fire, brimstone rained down on Sodom. As soon as the people who are God's chosen people, or God's people who are actually going to be looking for his appearance, these people who are going to, you know, again, waiting for him, looking for his surprise appearance, not knowing the day nor hour, those people will be carried away just before this great judgment of God is going to be poured out on the whole world. And so this is the blessed hope that we have as believers. Now, I don't know why many people do not like this message. It is a part of the Bible, and it does deserve to be observed very carefully. If you have some really good reasons for why we should not keep our eye on the clock, you know, watching and waiting for the Lord, you let me know, you know, in the comment section. Please be respectful. Anyway, so as we look at this, and I'm going to move on, there was another thing I wanted to see about this verse in Luke chapter 17. It does say here in Luke chapter 17, remember Lot's wife, whoever tries to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses it will preserve it. And Lot's wife, of course, she tried to preserve her life, and she ended up losing it. And it says, and then Jesus goes into this very strange kind of explanation about Lot's wife and Lot, right? He says, I tell you, on that night, two people will be in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. Where? Left behind. So one will be taken and the other left behind. What happened with Lot? Lot was taken and the wife was left behind because she did not follow the instructions of the Lord, and she wanted this world more than she wanted the deliverance and salvation of God. So then Jesus goes into verse 34, which actually is in context. And he says, I tell you that on that night, two people will be in one bed, and one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding grain together, and one will be taken and the other left. Where "Where, Lord?" they asked. And he replied, "Where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather." Now, the ones that will be left will be eaten by the vultures. This is what scripture lets us know very clearly in Revelation. It talks about that in Revelation chapter 19, verse 17, it says, "And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to the fowl that fly in the middle of heaven." Now, this is when God actually brings his judgment against those people who actually got left behind, that stayed here on the earth to do battle with the Lord. And this is what the kings of the earth and all of their servants and all of their military equipment will be gathered against the Lord. And the Lord will come and he will judge the people on the earth who were left behind. Two will be taken, two will be in the field, one will be taken to safety, the other left. That's what happened with Lot. One was taken to safety, Lot, the church, picture of the church. The church, if you're ready to go, you will be taken to safety, but the other will be left behind. And when they are left behind, they will actually encounter the judgment of God. And it says here that I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to the fowl that flies in the middle of the heavens or in the air, he says to these fowls, "Come and gather yourself together to the supper of the great God." So there is going to be a supper. And so I don't know, you know, I get so many people trying to actually talk about this, say that this is not true, but there is going to be a judgment that will come on the people who are in the world. And these people who have denied Christ, who have they've loved the world more than they've loved God. They've loved their life more than they've loved anything else. They decided to take the mark of the beast. They have worshiped the beast. They are in allegiance with the beast. These people will be finally destroyed. And that will happen during the great tribulation, during that particular time on earth, that 3.5 years, when all hell at the end of all hell broke out. And then finally the Lord comes down himself to stop all of this sinning and evilness in the absence of these people who were taken. And so this is a wonderful thing to just look at this, because the Bible would not tell us to watch and be ready, because we don't know when the day of the Lord appears. See, that's a whole different thing than just waiting throughout all of this this great time of great tribulation, and then judgment, and judgment being poured out on both the people of the world and the church. God never intended us for judgment and wrath. You know, the Bible lets us know very plainly that, you know, God has not reserved us to wrath. He's not given us over to wrath. We are not the ones that God is going to do that to. So it's just not scriptural, guys. I'm sorry, it's just not scriptural. But the Lord said, though, in that day when he comes, then he's going to pour out that wrath when he finally comes to the earth with his angels and all of his those who are with him, his saints, and they're going to come back for judgment against these people on that day. That's when the Lord is going to come, and he's going to judge the world. And when he judged the world, he's going to bring with him all of his angels. And that's going to be after 3.5 years. The Bible is very specific about that, right? But what the Bible is not very specific about is when he's going to come and get his saints, when he's going to come and get the church. And that's what we really need to kind of examine, that he's going to come and get the church. And it's going to be a totally different thing of him getting the church and him you know, him judging the world. See, when he comes to get the church, it's going to be at a secret time when no one knows the day nor the hour. No one knows it. We won't know it. You just won't know when it's going to happen. He's going to come just like he did with those virgins, the 10 virgins that were supposed to be ready. Five of them wise and five of them foolish. The five that were wise went into the marriage supper. And again, we have a marriage supper that's coming for us, the marriage supper of the Lamb. And so the five that were wise went into the marriage supper, and the five that were foolish got left outdoors in outer darkness, which was a form of judgment. Now, this outer darkness was going to probably be just like it is with the 3.5 years. This is what the Lord is letting us know. He's letting us know that there are people who are going to escape that outer darkness. Those are going to be some people that are going to be coming out. Now, I wanted to point someone else too. This is really a very interesting scripture too. It talks about this in Genesis chapter 5. As we look at Genesis chapter 5, we have a picture of what will happen to the church. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. In other words, God took him off of the earth. Why did God take Enoch off the earth? Well, Enoch was the ancestor of Noah, and he was told that when Noah actually completes building this ark, then there will be a judgment to come on the world. Now, Enoch was very close to God. And so, like the church, as long as the church stays close to God, then the Bible says that he took Enoch off the earth because he was very close. And also, there was an impending judgment that was soon be coming. And so when Noah finally finished the ark, God took Noah and closed Noah up in a form of separation too. And he took Noah and closed him up in the ark. And then he took Noah off the out of the harm's way, and then left those who were in outer darkness, and you know, to be of course they would have to face that judgment of the flood. And once the judgment of the flood came, it did devastate those people. And so the same thing is true for the church. The church is not appointed to wrath, but the church is appointed to God for salvation, for deliverance, for hope and faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Will you let me know what you think about this? At the same time, we can, again, look at scriptures and be the judge for ourselves. Remember until next time that Jesus is the light of the world, and the truth shall set you free. God bless.